Namaskaram. Welcome to Unforgettable Stories of Indian Mythology. Today, I will narrate you the story of Goddess of Food and Nourishment. Om Annapurne Sadapurne Shankarapranam Vallabhe Jnana Vairagyam Siddharthim Bhiksham Dehi Cha Parvati Mata Cha Parvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara. This is a Bhojan mantra, a prayer before meal consumption. Two, Goddess will never let her devotees stay without food. Goddess Annapurna is worshipped through recitation of her 108 names. Shri Annapurna Ashtakam is chanted by several devout Hindus around the world as a prayer for nourishment, wisdom, and renunciation. Annapurna is a combination of two words, Anna meaning food and Purna meaning filled completely. Annapurna is the goddess of food and kitchen. She is the incarnation or avatar of goddess Parvati. Goddess does not only provide nourishment to the body, it provides nourishment to the soul in the form of enlightenment, the energy to attain knowledge. One day, Lord Shiva and his consort, Goddess Parvati, got into an argument about the material world while playing the game of dice. Shiva said that everything materialistic was just an illusion. Life is like the game of dice, very unpredictable and beyond control. Even food is just Maya. Parvati, mother of all material things, including food, lost her temper. If I am just an illusion, let's see how you and rest of the world get along without me. She said and disappeared from the world. Her disappearance caused havoc in the cosmos. Time stood still. Seasons did not change. The earth became barren and there was a terrible drought. There was no food to be found in the three worlds. Gods, demons, and humans kept suffering from the pangs of hunger. Salvation makes no sense to an empty stomach, cried the sages. Seeing all the suffering, Parvati's heart melted and she appeared at Kashi and set up a kitchen. Hearing about her return, Shiva ran to her with all other hungry mendicants and presented his bowl in arms, saying, "Now I realize that the material world is like the spirit, cannot be dismissed as an illusion. This signifies that even the most powerful gods still need nourishment in order to survive." Parvati smiled and fed Shiva with her own hands. Since then, Parvati is worshipped as Annapurna Devi or Annapurneshwari, the goddess of food. Goddess Annapurna is depicted with a golden ladle in one hand and a jeweled bowl full of porridge in another. In Marathi weddings, the bride is given metal idols of goddess Annapurna and Balakrishna by her mother. She worships them before the wedding by offering rice and grains to the idols and places the idols at her husband's house where she resides for whole life. Some of famous Annapurneshwari temples in India are located near Chikkamagalur in the valleys of Western Ghats of Karnataka, Chirukunnam in Kerala, the one located in the city of Indore, Madhya Pradesh, and the very famous one is Kashi, known as Ma Annapurna Dham, situated at Dash Ashwamedha Ghat, close to Kashi Vishwanath Temple, Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Few others are located at Gujarat, Punjab, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, and Rajasthan. You might have been told by your mother or grandmother, don't waste food. It's Ma Annapurna's gift. The change begins with you. Our traditions are just a way to show us the way to live. Goodbye.